of Nicaragua and Somoza that was put in power by USA Marines when they invaded against the will of the people of Nicaragua some 44 years ago in 1933, 45 years now. An annual conference of the British Labour Party has opened. They have drafted rapid resolutions submitted to the countries criticized the government's economic and social policies. They are against unemployment, inflation, and the growing cost of living. There are more than 3.5 million people jobless in England. Representatives of the various labor organizations intend to stand up against the government's policies for restraint and wage increases because the cost of living is growing much faster. And resolutions urge a reduction of Britain's cost of living. The Labour Party Prime Minister says he may have to resign. The poll shows that Margaret Thatcher, racist, who will remove all blacks, Indians, Asians from England, will be his successor. The chairman of the Communist Party of the USSR, Prime Minister of Ethiopia, has spoken highly of the relations and friendship and cooperation between Ethiopia and the Soviet Union. They said in the international broadcast that they had resumed, that they had built the best of ties between the Soviet people and the government of Ethiopia in a time of crucial social reform that Ethiopia was undertaking when USA attempted to use Somalia, Eritrea, and the Ogaden. Social reform has taken place. Ethiopia has reoccupied its territory. The history of the Ethiopian revolution, the justice of it, has been established as a beacon light for all the world to see. Thanks to the assistance of the Soviet Union, said the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, the National Democratic Socialist Revolution of Ethiopia has now reached a stage where it has become irreversible. Coal deposits are being explored in Mozambique by Soviet geologists who have been called into Mozambique by the Marxist-Leninist government of that progressive nation right next to the Union of South Africa. Specialists from the Soviet Union and other socialist countries give substantial assistance to Mozambique with various economic projects. The crew of the space lab have resumed with a powerful telescope. We're now into the 110th day, longest mission in space of any nation. The telescope has a mirror of 1/10 meters in diameter, which is bigger than the mirrors on the Earth. In space, observation produce more accurate results because the atmosphere does not interfere with them. During the day, the cosmonauts will also check the various platforms and other devices in the spacewalk. They have been in orbit for over a year now, They're going on a half year now. This is their 110th day in orbit. World record of space endurance. The platform has been in orbit for over a year now, but this present crew has been in orbit for 110 days. The executive, the Council for Mutual Economic Assistance, has completed its work in the capital of Mongolia, People's Republic, ally of the Soviet Union. The meeting was attended by Bulgaria, Hungary, Vietnam, German Democratic Republic, Cuba, Mongolia, Poland, Romania, the Soviet Union, Czechoslovakia. There was also a representative of Yugoslavia, which is not a member of the Council, but cooperates closely with the Warsaw Treaty. The executive discussed implementation of the comprehensive program of economic integration and expulsion of agitating mainland Chinese from Mongolia and Vietnam. It is a shame that the mainland communist Chinese have practiced such a good form of domestic communism and have such a horrendous, repugnant foreign policy. Let us hope that their statement, which you should have answered yesterday, if you got the news correctly, they said nuclear war is still absolutely inevitable, but may be postponed. Let's hope that they put the emphasis upon postpone, though most scientists say that even within the year, nuclear war is likely. Meetings across the country of the Soviet Union, trade union committees, membership of over 150 million, the trade unions are the biggest organizations in this great vanguard nation of the USSR. They have rights guaranteed them by the Constitution of Independence in their own finances and their own legislative affairs. The unions can initiate legislation. They can take part in drawing economic plans and decisions concerning an increase in pay, compensations, and management operations. They can change production goals, and they rate with nothing can be done in terms of production without the union's consent. Dismiss any worker. Workers guaranteed 3 years before it can be dismissed from any job to learn that position well. Somewhat different from the United States, where the unions have no rights at all, where the U.S. Army is presently threatening under President Carter to invade the railway companies, the railways, because they're striking for better conditions health-wise and wage-wise. Trade union committees distribute housing and control labor safety and administer the insurance funds that guarantee free health care, medical care, eye care, and education to all of the children of the trade union movement, the free trade union movement of the Soviet Union, vanguard of liberation. Soviet specialists have designed a new type of boat for small and winding rivers that cannot be anyway matched by ordinary ships. The new diesel engine ship consists of two sections coupled with a special joint. Moving like a snake, it can negotiate any river on Earth. The new vessel of this type has been fully tested, and they can be used in any river and any rapids that exists on the Earth. That ends the major emphasis of the news for the day. Africa's far-right government has moved further towards fascism. The blacks are being faced by Ku Klux Klan provocations in Chicago, a gigantic march this Sunday. Blacks tried to defy the threats and marched en masse, trying to reach an equal number to the Klan, but the Klan still outnumbered the blacks by some 2-1, rallying in the northern part of Cicero, Chicago. Yes, this is something to see, the white knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Their robes on that were once commonplace only we thought 40 years ago. 40 years ago in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, but now in Chicago, Illinois, a so-called mecca of liberalism. That ends my commentary of news. Love and greeting to you. Study well to avoid the extra 5 classes and 15 hours of study. Remember, put in the suggestion box the thoughts to how to improve and increase production and ways of making money. And also, I need ideas on how we can have these great food festivals, banquets, when we have various guests, so that everyone will eat exactly the same. We did not resolve the matter of chicken. As we told you, it takes 300 chickens to give each person a piece of chicken for one meal, whereas if you go the other way, you get 4 chicken meals from the meals as they are now planned. You can make your vote in the next people's rally. We were sorry that matters got carried away, and we did not get to finish that matter. The father of a banished Jewish dissident, Vladimir Stepak, rejected his son after he announced his intention to immigrate to Israel and conducted some heinous acts and was forced to exile in the remote areas of the Soviet Union because he had done physical violence and damage to buildings by marking them with Zionist slogan signals. When his son called, Solomon Stepak, who was once a Soviet news agency TASS main correspondent in Japan and China, an editor in a foreign language publishing house, and eventually as a Politburo-era aide, Jewish, who submitted the foreign press for the Kremlin leadership, the elder Stepak wanted his son to follow in his footsteps, but the two began to have arguments about the wave of Zionism that was sweeping the world after the Soviet Union defeated fascism in the Great World War II. The final break came in 1970 when Vladimir announced his intentions to immigrate to Israel. Solomon, the father, said he had connections in the security police and would oppose it. When Vladimir going to telephone his father. His birthday on last October, and Vladimir's 50th birthday, and said it was his son calling. The father replied, "I have no son." When Vladimir asked, "Who then am I?" his father replied, "As a true citizen of the Soviet Union, you are an enemy of the people." Thus ends the meeting and commentary of the news. Much love to you, and if you love your people, if you have any love for decency and justice, for the many that want to be free, your loved ones who now don't even act concerned, who when they see more joblessness and more dangers of genocide and concentration camps under Senate Bill 1437 that's now being passed, when they see the threat of nuclear war draw closer, they'll want this haven, they'll want our sanctuary that we're promised here and elsewhere in the world. So make sure that you're doing your best. We've got to produce even harder, that was their request, to be able to get the advantages of the great offers and opportunities they have afforded. Much love. One last afterthought. Remind yourself of the socialist language class in Russian at 7:30, followed some bit later after a intensive study of language. Perhaps tonight we'll have Russian played all evening. We'd like to encourage the technicians to plan for that, because there had been scientific proof from the USSR, the vanguard of war liberation, that it is effective. After the language class, there will be a Technicolor film, beautiful film, on the solidarity of the People's Democratic Republic of North Korea, which has close ties with the Soviet Union, models its government and the collectives after the Soviet Union, but is also close with the People's Republic of China. Absolute solidarity. In 20 years, when their entire nation was bombed back into the Stone Ages, they have rebuilt every bit of their country, and you will see such solidarity and such wholesomeness in their 16-hour scheduled day. You'll see joy on their faces and reflections of happiness and purpose that cannot be denied. Thank you. Much love.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Attention, Здравствуйте, товарищ. It's important that you listen to this announcement and listen to it very intently. Both the doctor and medical doctor, the Soviet guest, who is a resuscitation specialist, that is, he has the greatest skill in the world of reviving people from the dead, said, and so did the Honorable Ambassador from the Soviet Union and Chief Press Secretary of the Guyana USSR Embassy, we must know our news. That will help us get the job done quicker. He didn't say it would bar us. I won't tell you a lie. I never have. But he said it was important, as well as the cutting of the hair, because some of the Soviet so-called socialist nations have made an issue of hair. But when you get there, there won't be an issue, because there are Soviets with long hair and beards. But right now, we want to look clean and groomed. But we have to study the news. We have to study the Constitution. The moment Gene Shaken and Sarah and whoever's working on the Constitution to get it down to simplified language, we have to know the news. And we must know the Soviet Russian language. So please do not get hostile to me. I'm only doing that which will be best for you. These people are talking about building a coliseum for us, a gymnasium for us, a great entertainment and theater center. They're not interested in our money, and they will have guests come in. Fortunately, in the Soviet Union, the U.S. consular will not be able to come inside our Jonestown community. They will have to meet a Soviet delegate, as is required in USA, and that delegate will say that our people are healthy, and there will be no need for interrogation of our people, which is a wonderful, wonderful breakthrough. So please know that we will be out, away from people. We have cities around and opportunities for education in all levels and fields and skills and academic high levels of education. So please take this to heart. Talk language. Talk news between your comrades. So attention. I can't remind you enough that our committee, the PNC, the doctor were reminded that we needed to be practicing Russian amongst ourselves, such as simple phrases, Jasuche, Tavarish. We can refine them when we get the English films. We'll have them down. And the important thing was the news. He was highly, highly impressed with the news. He said that would be our biggest opening, the news. So please talk the news back and forth and keep the property clean, keep the standards that the doctor maintained high. It's very absolutely important. I can't overemphasize the karate team, the basketball team, the musical renditions, and the Marxist-Leninism that you could do amongst yourself so you can answer questions in your tour of the Soviet Union. I beg you to listen to the news and go in the library and read it to be sure you have it down, because that was the one thing that said would sell us quicker, would move us more rapidly into our dream of dreams. So please take heart to the news and talk Russian amongst yourself and have that morale factor to do so. I beg you to do so and keep the productivity up, because there'll be a Russian delegation coming all the way from Moscow, the highest people in government, to look at our project. The door is open. The door is already open, clear, wide open. So please take me to heart. Pick up papers. Keep things clean. There needs to be more speed in our step for work. I have been up for two nights, so excuse the sluggishness. I beg you, if you will, to do the best you can in that area. Speak Russian amongst yourself and news amongst yourself, not just to pass tests and to avoid 5 tests in 15 hours, but to be sure that you know the Soviet slant of the news. It's very, very essential. Much love to you. And be sure that any eye sore, you report it immediately so we can repair it and have things at apple pie order. Thank you for your love to the community of socialism, or your attempt to love. And I love you more than I could possibly tell you. I wouldn't be pushing myself at this terrible rate. Please, I beg you, it is not my idea. And cut your hair immediately. Cut your hair immediately, because of the news copy in Yugoslavia and Poland. It did not appear in the Soviet Union, but it could be that some middle-class, middle-aged person would take that issue and divert. When you're there, you can wear all the weird beards or mustaches and hair that you want to. And even so, I think we can justify Al if he will put his hair into Indian style. So, if you will, please comply with this. Remember tonight, Russian language, and then following a tremendous documentary on the plight, short as it is, of the great, heroic solidarity of the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, and maybe we'll have time for the plight of the black in British Isles. Thank you, and I love you more than I could possibly put in words. Thank you very much.